How, are you excited?
Yes.
When is it released? When's your film out?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I think it's the end of November.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's in 3D.
Yeah. So take along your specs.
It looks really good. Matt Fincham has a movie coming out. He's
looks
a star.
Brilliant.
Mm, I
well,
do.
It's based upon you, isn't it?
Yeah. It, loosely. Yeah.
It's not that loosely. No, it's brilliant. It's. I mean, if I was to try and design a little cartoon character that said Matt Fincham, couldn't have got it better than this.
It's a character called Arthur?
Yes, Arthur Christmas.
Arthur Christmas. Mm.
Yes.
Is a movie coming out. Google it. Look out in the magazines, the papers and the TV for the adverts.
Oxford Street Lights.
Arthur Christmas.
All
is Matt Fincham.
Yeah.
Are we able to put on a compare and contrast picture of the real Matt with Arthur Christmas online or not?
Yes.
Because I think that would be good for illustrative purposes.
Yes, apparently so.
I'm changing my twit pic, so it's now Arthur Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you
Why not? It really does look like
the
me.
The jumper, up. The
hair,
well, hair,
the big nose, the, no, dope, the dopey nose is, yeah, animated
his nose
puppet
is
face.
Than mine. I do have quite red cheeks as well. So,
well, I don't want to know about that.
Yeah, okay, fine.
On his face.
None of our business.
On my face, yes, please. It's weird though, isn't it?
Have you actually seen the trailer?
No, I've just seen all the posters on the tube and on the trains and stuff.
Find out, it's on the iTunes trailers.
Yeah.
Matt Fincham is Arthur, good-natured but clumsy younger son of Santa and Mrs. Santa.
It's my biog, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
dear. Set on Christmas night, the story of Arthur Christmas revolves around Santa's ultra-high-tech operation hidden beneath the North Pole, his family, and especially around his son, Arthur, brackets, Matt Fincham. When on a Christmas night, a single present for a very upset little girl is missed, Arthur, Matt Fincham, must go on a mission with Grand Santa and Elf Bryony.
Who?
Is it not Bryony?
Well, no, it's Bryony. Bryony, using an old sled to deliver the present before the Christmas morning. So there you go.
It's an amazing likeness, though.
It's weird, isn't it?
I want anyone who's got a phone in their hand now to Google Arthur Christmas and Matt Fincham and then text in and tell me what you think. But you should go,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I think it was the guys on chrismoyles.net that actually first drew my attention to it, anyway.
But you know the guy at Aardman Animations who did it, you know it is based on, it's not based... It's based on you.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that Nick Park? Was that a different thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, Nick...
Why?
Well, because they're big fans of the show, and they came to us and they said that we want a sort of dopey-looking...
Me and Dave saw Nick for lunch while we were on our holiday from work.
Oh, did you,
And he said, we wanted someone playing, and we were looking at video of your show, and we saw Matt in the background, and we went, that's the look.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. No, I'm lying, you sucker.
Okay.
Ah, in your face!
That would have been good.
Yeah, have a little picture. Have a little search for Arthur Christmas, and then a search for Matt Fincham. And you tell me. You tell me if that's not the same person.
I've changed my profile.
Jake is texting, going, "OMG, what a likeness!" And Chris in Bristol says, "My neighbour worked on Arthur Christmas, 18 months in LA."
Wow.
Mikey is texting, going, "Uncanny."
It is brilliant.
Oh,
it is. It is
my nose is not that big, I'd like to add. And I have a more up-to-date computer than that.
You want me to read the letter?
You want to send out the presents?
Bring up the letter again, please.
You want to deliver the presents, boss?
Yes, no problems, Daddy Santa. I delivered all the presents for Easter.
Christmas.
Oh, you never said Christmas. You just said deliver the presents.
We've got to get a screening, and we've got to take listeners or something, and we've all got to go and watch it.
Great idea.
Yes.
Let's do
that. And we get everyone to wear jumpers.
Everyone dresses up as Matt Fincham.
Everyone has to dress as Matt Fincham, a.k.a. Arthur Christmas.
That would be a bit unnerving.
That would be brilliant. In fact, maybe we could do like a world record of the most amount of Matt Fincham lookalikes in one cinema.
But like, where's Wally?
Yeah.
I
bet that category is open to us.
Well, yeah.
Who would have done that before? Fact, nobody.
Ben from Crew is laughing his ass off and says, that is class.
It's weird, isn't it? Really weird.
Matt is Arthur. Arthur is Matt, says Amy from Peterborough. Oh, my God, they must have been separated at birth, says Nigel on the M1. I'm telling you, it is unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
And what's nice is it's not even done in an offensive way. It's not one of those things where, it's a bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like. It's so sweetly done.
I'm quite proud of it.
Wearing horrible jumpers with bad hair. Hello.
No, I'm getting my hair cut tonight, actually.
What, to be more like Arthur? Like
no, shorter. No, not more like Arthur. I'm having it shorter around the side.
Well, his is slightly shorter than yours.
Yeah, I suppose it is, actually. He's got a better fringe. Oh, look, he moves as well.
Yeah, it's an animated film, you darling.
Yeah, that's true. We're watching it on the screen, by the way.
Yeah. Oh. Let me see if I can find...
Hang on, is it set in space?
No, it's just that's the Christmas sled.
Oh, okay.
Have we lost the Fincham page?
No, quite.